Welcome to Rocking Radio. My name's Ruby and
my name's Esme.
And we are going to be doing today interviewing Chris. So let's go. Hello, my name's Ruby Brown and I'm in year six. How did you start your den building?
It started about 10 years ago, just over 10 years ago. I went back to university and did a degree in fine art. And I got into building large sculptures using found objects and basic materials. And then it sort of evolved into den building. And I suddenly realised how much fun it was and how it was great for teamwork and creativity. So about 7 years ago, I decided to try and run it as a business and start going around primary schools.
So did you build dens when you were a kid?
Loads of dens. I think everyone did. I think it's a fundamental part of growing up is making spaces for yourselves and with your friends. And it doesn't have to be anything with specialist equipment. Maybe you started with just sheets, a few pegs in your bedroom. But yeah, we used to go outside into the woods, see what we could find and make all sorts of dens.
Who inspired you to build dens?
I've been inspired by lots of people, so I'm inspired every day by my own children, by children I work with, and also lots of famous artists who've built sculptures in the past, too many to start naming really. I suppose I'm inspired by watching people create things. I think that's why I got into the den building.
What jobs have you done in the past?
Lots of jobs. So I used to be in the printing industry. I've worked for Royal Mail. I've worked for a greeting cards company called Hallmark Cards. But I've been self-employed now for just over 10 years. And also I did teach for a little bit as well.
Did you need any qualifications?
So it's good to have qualifications. Basically you need to be able to communicate, and when you work for yourself as well, it's really important that you're good at maths so you can keep the books straight, you know, how much money you've earned, what your outgoings. Qualifications are really, really important part of it. But also, you just need to be motivated, be good at working in a team, so not just formal qualifications.
Did your equipment cost a lot?
No, it didn't, and that's one reason why I use the equipment that that I do, because I want to encourage people to build dens. So if there's lots of expensive equipment, then people can't afford to do it. So it's all very, very basic equipment.
We need a jingle next.
I wish my child could go to a better school to make better friends.
Well then, you've come to the right place. NPL is a school for you.
2, 4, 6, 8, who do you appreciate? Not key, not beer, NPL brightens your day. Go, go!
What class is your favourite?
Oh, what class is my in this school, you mean?
Yeah, so far, who you've worked with?
I'm going to be totally honest and say that every single class that I've worked with have been absolutely amazing. When they've come outside, they've come out with big smiles, they've listened to instructions, and do you know what? Everyone's got on with each other so well. I've not seen one argument so far. So to choose one class would be really, really difficult for me because everyone has been absolutely amazing.
Okay. Thank you. We really enjoyed it. The music's Katy Perry.